All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetl, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shechlech from the Ntlakemk Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gweishkenah, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys on September 3rd, 2026. Our subject is going to be on Passionate Eye about Animal World. And we have some music coming from Noctivum, Plasmosis, Lobo, and a Mongolian song, and also Mike Dawes and Charles Barthoud. So stay tuned for all those. We welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Spain, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Egypt, from Africa, from India, from Russia, from Ukraine, from Japan, from China, from Philippines, from South America, North America, all across Canada, all across the United States, and also from our friends and family down under, from Australia and New Zealand. Welcome to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice. And it's just an awesome time, and I'm just grateful to be back here in the studio with you folks from all over. And we have some of our usual co-hosts coming in with us. We have our brother Kitpu, the brother of Wegedesk, the High Diving Champion of the World. And yes, also we have our Charlotte from Call Me Negotiator. She's the host on that channel too. Welcome and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And also we have my brother Shkwait Shechlech coming in from Gweishkenah, on the line with us. And also later on we have Mary coming in to speak with us too. She's the production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And also we have our Lady Faima with us in the house with us today.
And hello everyone. I'm so delighted to be here.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you so much for making it in and taking over for a while. And
thank you. And no one is going to take your place. Anyhow, you have your own spot. It's very special. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So coming up, we'll have some great music from Noctivum, and this is their song called Loud Silence. So let's have a listen to that.
Wow.
And we'll be right back.
Till it leaves a mark.
when nothing moves.
We're back. That was not from Noctivum, and it was called Loud Silence, and it's a great introduction for Free Voices.
Yes.
So, yeah, very inspiring and energetic and upbeat, and that's how we like to get started, on a really positive, energetic note. And we're going to start off, and we're going to do something that we practice with Wegedesk, and we're going to do 3 deep breaths. And we're going to imagine inhaling all the positivity and greatness of the world. And on our exhale, we're going to imagine letting go all the negativity that builds up in our lives and our brains and bodies, and let it all go. So 3 deep breaths on 3. 1, 2, 3. Last one.
I'm swimming already.
Yeah, that was awesome, amazing. Always great to get the oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstream, up to our brains, and get us all fired up and ready for an awesome show. Our subject is going to be on Passionate Eye about Animal World. And first on our list, we have with us our brother Kitpu. Welcome for coming. And how are you doing, Kitpu?
I'm good. I'm glad everyone's better and back.
Yes. Yeah. We're all good to be in the house again and live on air all over the world. And we have our subject today, and it's on Passionate Eye about Animal World. So we'd love to hear your words on that.
Okay. I gave it some thought, as I've had a bit of a head start with the subject. I think our relationship with animals is as a variety as we are. One people. One humanity, and we're all different. We all have different ethnicities, and we've all survived through history in different ways, in different places of the world. And in each of those places, we've had different relationships with animals. For example, my people on my dad's side, the Inuit, have whaled and hunted whales for and all sorts of animals in the Arctic for thousands of years. And I'd like to go hunting. but for the goodness of our stomachs and everything. Mm-hmm. But I've had such a life here in Victoria, Canada, after like post-colonization, that I haven't had to hunt to eat. Mm-hmm. So my relationship with animals has been kind of one-sided. Mm-hmm. I give them love. I give them attention. Mm-hmm. I don't have any of my own as any domesticated animals because I'm out of my home all day, but I give them love. I give them attention because I don't need to eat them to stay alive. Mm-hmm. And I've never had to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's very, very interesting and very valuable too to right. know that you have that connection with them. And it's all important for all of us to know our history and where we come from and what we've helped sustain us and our ancestors, because it makes it more natural for us to get involved with the natural foods that our bodies have adapted through, you know, like you said, thousands of years, maybe even millions of years. Mm-hmm. So it's important to know, you know, which part of the world we're from and which animals are in those worlds. And it's important for us to get into it again, just to keep our natural rhythms going with the animal world, natural world, and our own DNA. So very important, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, and just always amazing to hear you on the radio with us, and just thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so
it's been nice being here again.
Yeah it's always been a really good pleasure to hear your radio voice with us. Mm-hmm. Starting with Councillor Fari, as she brought us into this radio world, and yeah. and we're just continuing on that legacy. So thank you. All right. So much for joining us.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Yes, bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was Kitpu, brother of Wegedesk.
And yes.
He's always been a part of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society.
Yes.
And very knowledgeable and a very great spirit. So
absolutely, yeah. Yes.
And
indeed.
And I thank you, for Lady Faima, for getting him back into the show. And
my honor, is my pleasure. I really get really I'm really blessed they accept the invitation and to this studio, which is Free Voices. Mm. It's wonderful to hear everyone voices at this station. Thank yes. you, Chief.
Yes, no problem. So we're going to continue on with our show, and coming up next, we'll be speaking with Charlotte, the host of Call Me Negotiator, next. And we're going to play a song, and this is dedicated to Charlotte and as well as some of the security force up in Kwajkana that was helping protect and look after the community up there.
Yes.
One of them was name was Gerald. Mm. Another one was named Buttercup. Mm-hmm. And I also have a couple of buddies, Pinky and the Brain. So this goes out to them. They're all from the animal world and very loved in the Nicola Valley. And we give our appreciation for all of them.
Beautiful.
And also just enjoy this song. This is called Spectral Musing, and this is from a group called Plasmos. So enjoy, everybody, and we'll be right back. Thank you. right, we're back. That was Plasmos, Spectral Musing, and that was kind of a representative of the last 5 weeks that I spent up in the Nicola Valley. It was very harrowing with all the forest fires and evacuations and just the isolation of being in the community. Everybody's out and just a few protectors out there that had to patrol the whole community and keep it protected from people that would want to loot and take advantage of the empty homes and stuff. Wow. So there was a lot of security that had to go on, and Buttercup and Gerald were part of the team there and keeping the area safe. And
beautiful.
So we're very grateful for the animal world and
yes.
all the animals there that kept the protectors company, the horses and the eagles, the crows, the ravens.
Beautiful.
It was just a spectacular time. So it kind of fills the void of when there's nobody else around. So, but anyways, we'll continue on with our program, and we have Charlotte with us, and would love to hear her words on our subject about passionate eye about animal world.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, hi everyone. Thank you to Free Voice for having me here again. I also want to thank everyone listening and supporting diverse voices and cultures and perspectives. I think programs like this give me and give us a wonderful opportunity to learn from each other and see the world through different eyes. Like today's topic, animals of the world. When I think about animals, what fascinates me most is how much we can actually learn from them. Mm-hmm. As humans, we tend to think of ourselves as the most intelligent species because we've built cities, developed technology, and created incredibly complex societies. Mm-hmm. But animals have their own forms of intelligence, communication, cooperation, and even emotional connection. And I think observing animals can make us a little more humble because this world doesn't belong only to humans. We share this planet with millions of other species, and each of them experiences the world in a completed different way. So animals also remind me of something that we sometimes lose in modern life, like the ability to simply be present. We spend so much time thinking about what we need to achieve next, comparing ourselves with others, or worrying about the future. Mm-hmm. Animals seem to experience life much more directly. So for me, appreciating animals isn't just about thinking them as beautiful or cute species. It's also about learning to see the world beyond ourselves. And I think the more curious we become about other forms of life, the more we may understand our own place in the world. Thank you.
Mm. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's very wise words. And
yes.
It's very valuable to get the insights of other people and learn from each other and just get together and communicate with other parts of the world. And we really do appreciate China for joining us live.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We love you. And thank you for joining us live here at Free Voices and joining all the other listeners across the world and the globe. We really appreciate you tuning in and listening and joining us on our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice. So we urge you to listen in to Call Me Negotiator with Charlotte coming up next.
Yes.
On after our show.
Yes,
and
thank you.
We always appreciate you coming in and joining us and sharing your insights on our subjects.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, so thank you very much. And we're going to carry on with our program and we'll be right back.
Do you hear that? It's a wood thrush. Songbirds lift our hearts, bring us joy, support healthy environments, and connect us with nature. Sadly, due to free-roaming cats, collisions with buildings, and habitat loss, over a quarter of Canada's birds have disappeared. It's heartbreaking. With your help, Nature Canada has mobilized thousands of Canadians for more than 85 years to protect and celebrate birds. To find out how you can save bird lives, go to birds.naturecanada.ca.
All right, we're back, and we're going to continue on with our program here. And coming up next, we're going to be having some words with Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC. But first, we're going to play his song that he usually chooses for us. And this is from Lobo, and the song is called I'd Love You to Want Me. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back. Enjoy, everybody.